Wow. Richard Thompson in the studio this afternoon on KERA 90.1. I guess I should have asked you that vocal training question after you held that note forever and ever.
Big breaths.
Yeah, take a breath. Take a breath. There you go. Okay. You've been recording for so long. How is the recording?
It's only 50 years.
Right, not since the Middle Ages.
Don't make me sound old.
Okay, for a short while. How's the recording process changed for you? I mean, you've seen developments in the recording,
of course. It hasn't changed that much. Mm-hmm. It depends what you like, to tell you the truth. I think recording has been a matter of taste for some time. Mm-hmm. You know, some people stopped at mono, and in some ways they're right. You know, in some ways, you know, magnetic tape is the best sound you'll ever get. Mm-hmm. In other ways, digital is good. You know. Yeah, quite honestly, I've always really tried to record as live as possible, and that really hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. I'd probably spend more time working on the sound, what the sound is going to be, you know, what the instrumentation is going to be, and how we're going to make it interesting.
Put the whole thing together.
Yeah.
What about hiring players to come in and record with you? Do you find yourself leaning on those guys? You get the best ones you can find?
I really try to get the best people for every record, yeah, and there are people out there who are just astonishingly good studio musicians, you know, very accomplished, and, you know, for me what's ideal is someone who can work very fast and react very quickly thrown at them, because we don't really rehearse. And so
much live right there, yeah.
Yeah, we really throw it at people, And also, on top of that, to expect people to come up with ideas quickly, you know, to come up with actually, you know, great sounding hooks and riffs and everything off the top of their heads. There's not many people can do that.
Right. What about your producer? The new record you put out.
Oh, him.
Yeah, that guy, Mitchell Froom, on this one.
Mitchell Froom.
Quite a different sound.
On this record, but we decided that we weren't really going to use reverb. You know, we thought, well, a digital reverb doesn't sound very good, so let's just not have any. So it's a very sort of in-your-face kind of sound. It's back to sort of Booker T and the MGs kind of sound. We also wanted to deconstruct, fashionable word, deconstruct the drum kit and not use much of a real drum kit, so that there's all kinds of strange drums, ethnic drums and bits and pieces, washboards, you know, sleigh bells and... you know, nonsense, just to try and get away from some of the, you know, the rock drum cliches.
Gives it a real lighthearted sort of feel, too.
Yeah, well, I think it makes it a smaller sound and a more intimate sound, which I think is good. I think, you know, the sort of, you know, stadium rock and roll snare drum backbeat is getting a bit tiresome at this point.
I think we've got time for one more tune, you'd like to play one for us.
What would you like? Up, down, medium, fast, slow? We have all the things here.
Whatever you feel like.
Okay.
Whatever you feel
like. This is in C modal, it doesn't matter. Let's try, I do, num, num. So, call it a Mingus Eyes.